Royal Show memories. We'll give away a couple of tickets later on, thanks to the Royal Agricultural Society. This is sort of related, sort of, not really, but sort of, talking about food and buying it and markets and so on. Supermarkets. So there's more competition than ever in the supermarket space. Coles and Woolies, we know about them. IGA, we know about them, the little independents. They're not as little as they pretend to be, by the way. There's plenty of wealthy IGA owners. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. That's business. We've seen Aldi arrive in recent years. Costco, we're getting a Costco. We haven't got it yet. It may well be that another foreign interloper is looking to set up shop. Eli Greenblatt is a reporter with the Australian's business section. He covers the retail industry. Eli, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Not sure if I can follow a dead pig carcass, but I'll try my best.
Well, listen, you know, we give you all the big jobs, so good luck. Yeah. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Who is eyeing the Australian grocery industry?
Yeah, so this is Kaufland. Kaufland is owned by a German group called the Schwarz Group. Now, the Schwarz Group are about the fourth biggest supermarket in the world. So they are a huge company, very deep pockets. They're coming to Australia. They're going to open up as early as next year. They've bought a few properties, one in Adelaide, maybe a distribution centre, a few in Melbourne, on the outskirts of Melbourne. And it's, again, another shake-up, another challenge to the incumbents, mostly being Coles and Woolworths, another German company, similar to Aldi, but a very different business model to what an Aldi is. So just basically, and we've never seen a Kaufland here before. Kaufland is mostly in Europe. Now, a typical Kaufland store is about 4,000 square metres. That's about double or more than double the size of your suburban Coles or Woolworths.
Right.
And in the Kaufland store, you'll have all the usual offerings for grocery, fresh grocery and package. So dairy, meat, fish, fresh fruit and vegetables, all the packaged groceries, everything you would normally find. But on top of that, and this is where they're different, you'll also have a very deep and wide offer in general merchandise. So like a Kmart or a Target.
Right.
You'll also have a hardware offer, a bit like a Mitre 10. There'll be liquor as well. There'll be children's toys and housewares. So really then stepping back from it, Gareth, what you've got is Kaufland is really like a Coles or a Woolies, Target, Kmart, Mitre 10, Big W, all under one roof, but also very cheap prices because it's mostly private label, very much like an Aldi.
So that's going to be a very big shake-up. There's a whole bunch of incumbent retailers who are going to potentially be challenged by this, Eli.
Yeah, that touches a lot of retailers, you're right. So a Kaufland, when it lands, won't just be a challenge to a Coles and a Woolworths in the way that Aldi has. It's also a challenge to those what are known as discount department stores. So Big W, Target, Kmart, Best and Less. It's also a bit of a challenge to hardware. So Mitre 10 and Bunnings. It's also a bit of a challenge to any group that sells housewares or children's toys or books, clothing, anything like that. And also because it's private label. So I know over there in Perth, Aldi is something a bit new there, that it's recently come in the last 18 months. But we've had Aldi this side of the country for about 15, 16 years, and that's proved incredibly successful, both in terms of profits and revenue and the customers that come through the door. But also, I think this is the key, Aldi in the east coast of Australia has been very successful in kind of training people, getting customers used to buying private label, trusting private label. And that's going to be the key change, which Kaufland can pick up on.
Okay, interesting. So I wonder if anyone's ever seen one of these Kaufland stores if you've been travelling through Europe. I'd love to hear from you. How does it work? 922 11 882. Are they successful in their home market, Eli?
Yes, very successful. Kaufland are very strong in Central and Eastern Europe. They do very well. A huge money spinner for the group. Very popular. Again, mostly in Eastern Europe and Central Europe, so Germany. We haven't really seen Kaufland out here in Australia, and not many countries outside Europe. But interestingly, the bosses of Kaufland were giving some interviews to German newspapers this year, and they said themselves they believe the best opportunities for growth, the best kind of money-making opportunities for Kaufland outside of Europe was Australia.
Right.
So they see us as a huge market. Also, interestingly, and the Schwarz Group, which is the parent company, they've got lots of retail experience. They own another supermarket brand called Lidl. That's spelled L-I-D-L, Lidl.
Yep.
Lidl is very similar to Aldi. It's kind of almost a carbon copy of Aldi. And Lidl is very strong in parts of Europe and especially the UK. So they've got plenty of experience, plenty of retail nous, and very, very deep pockets.
Where does this leave Coles and Woolies? Where should they go? It seems as though they're getting even more competition at the bottom end. I'm sort of interested that if you go away from Europe and towards the United States, the big sort of grocery retailing success story has been Whole Foods, and yet we haven't sort of seen a national chain like Whole Foods, which goes upmarket rather than downmarket, emerge. Do you think that that might be an area where Coles or Woolies look, or are they going to be focused on price?
Yeah, they could. They are trying that already. If you go to a Coles or Woolies these days, they're trying to improve, for example, their offer in organic brands and all those brands that cater to people with, you know, lactose intolerance or issues around, you know, the stomach and certain foods they can't have, you know, if they don't eat bread or don't have any kind of food with flour in it. So they are trying. They're also trying at that bottom end, and that is absolutely cheap prices. So I think cheap prices are here to stay for Coles and Woolies. They have to be there at the cheap end. They've got to have cheap prices to combat the likes of Aldi and now Kaufland coming in. But also they probably need to be a showcase for those brands. So, you know, when you go to an Aldi or a Kaufland, you won't get those brands that you recognise. They're mostly private label. So there's room for Coles and Woolies to do that. Coles and Woolies also can offer more in convenience, you know, in terms of car parks, click and collect, online deliveries, which Aldi doesn't have. Kaufland probably won't have in-store service, in-store ambience.
Yep.
So these are the areas they can improve on. But certainly, you know, Coles and Woolies, they need to watch both ends, really, because they're being hit from both ends. They need to keep an eye on the bottom end, so Aldi, Kaufland, and they need to keep an eye on the top end. If something like a Whole Foods comes in, or some of those corner stores, you know, you mentioned IGA before, some of the IGAs that are specialising in organic foods, specialising in certain ethnic foods for their local neighbourhood, they seem to be doing a lot better. So that's something that Coles and Woolies also need to keep an eye on, that Coles and Woolies just can't have the same offer in every store. They need to stylise, they need to curate what they have to also cater to the local community.
Okay, so I wonder, 922 11 882, what are you sort of looking for out of your supermarket experience if this new outfit, Kaufland, another German competitor, slightly different again to Aldi, but promising low prices and a big sort of range of products, not just grocery products, but homewares and clothes and toys and hardware and all sorts of things, they may be on the way. Eli, what's it going to mean for suppliers to the big groceries, particularly the farming sector?
Well, I think it could be good news for suppliers. It means more customers. You know, when Aldi came in, they obviously had zero presence here. Now Aldi's got about $7 or $8 billion a year in sales. So that's, you know, $7 or $8 billion worth of goods they're buying from local suppliers. And when you walk to an Aldi, yes, there's a range of, you know, German chocolate or German beer and some other kind of products, but mostly it is locally grown, locally produced goods, whether it's milk or meat or fish. So there's a great opportunity for local suppliers, especially in WA. You've got so many farmers out there across a range of sectors in the agricultural economy. It's another supplier for them, and that's another person they can sell to other than just Coles or Woolworths. So it really broadens their opportunities to, you know, get in touch with Kaufland, get in touch with Aldi, and say, look, you know, we can offer you out in WA, we can offer you some of the kind of produce that you need.
We'll wait and see. Thank you, Eli. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Eli Greenblatt from The Australian. So he writes about retail, does a very good job at it too. You can read his reports in The Australian newspaper. But I wonder if anyone's shopped at Kaufland, if you've been to Germany or other parts of Central and Eastern Europe. I must say I'm not familiar with it, but Eli painted a pretty good picture for us there of an outfit that's quite different to what we know about in supermarket retail in this country at the moment.